On this episode, we talk about Bandcamp. We talk about things that happened this week, pretty much. And this is a short episode, so over next week I have a long episode. So enjoy the content. Peace out. What's that saying? The early bird gets the worm. But this early bird gets the brownie and the coffee. That's what I'm doing right now. It's another breakfast episode. Yeah. Couldn't record yesterday. Plus, I had to work yesterday to change my schedule around. So I got me working on Fridays now instead of having Fridays off. So that's when I usually record. Record these on Friday. Or I try to. I'm gonna lie. Sometimes I record these on Thursdays. My week has been so busy. I'm recording now. Saturday morning. I just woke up not too long ago after coming home from work. Usually I come home from work, I go to sleep for like 2 or 3 hours, wake back up for the whole day. Go to sleep around 6. Wake up 8:35. Get ready for work. It's the vampire life. Come join us. I don't know what this episode's gonna be about. I really don't have nothing to talk about. You already know that Kamala Harris is the beefy pick for Joe Biden. You already know Joe Biden doesn't know what the hell he is happening downtown. You already know Trump's asshole. You already know that people gonna try to get put for you to vote for Joe Biden. I'll vote for the Democrats. This is the last thing we're going to do on Earth. You already know that. This election sucks. I already said it. I tweeted that we're going to win this election. We need to focus on people in the middle of America, not the celebrities or the leaders. What do you know? All the leaders coming out. You need to vote. Like this is the last day on Earth. Man, people are not going for that crap anymore. Right. That's the problem right there. They need to tell us what to do and try to listen to what the fuck we gotta say. That's the whole problem. Congress. They still haven't came up with a deal for the stimulus. They on vacation. That's the problem. I don't see how people give a damn about these people that are running for office. I don't understand it. They don't care about us. So I think the black community, black people should leave both these parties alone. They're helping us anyway. Sure, I might see a lot more money in my paycheck because Trump is president, but that's besides the fact. The whole fucking country's going to shit because of it. That's why you care about is the economy. You care about people dying from this coronavirus. Always gonna be things that these people Democrat or Republican, there's always gonna be some bad shit about these people. I wish Ice Cube would hurry up and give us the full details about this black contract for America. All right, enough about politics. See you. What's going on? What's going on in the world? Yes, Kanye West has been tweeting a lot. He's been tweeting a lot about Dr. Claude Anderson, the guy who wrote Power Economics. It's like a big book. Dr. Claude Anderson, helped a lot of administrations, governors. Well, here from Florida, somewhere. Me personally, I haven't read that book, but I am gonna buy that book. It's like a book I've been meaning to buy a long time. But I do listen to him speak. He does his, a podcast. He got Dr. Boyce Watkins. He got, I can do something like every week. I pretty much listen to those. Stuff he's saying makes a lot of sense. I don't know. Black people shouldn't be allied to either party. We have to do what best is for our family, and it makes sense to me. People out here suffering, and a lot of people don't believe in Joe Biden, and this is what it is. Make things matter of, I don't know. Just moving along. I rented She Dies Tomorrow, but I haven't watched it yet. That's what I wanted to do on this podcast. I wanted to review a movie. Start doing that. And yeah. Just start doing that soon. Oh no. Don't get me wrong, I'm not telling people to vote for Trump. I'm not telling people to vote for Biden. I'm just saying vote what's the best, what's interest for your family, your morals, whatever beliefs you have. That's it. You stop doing all this crazy stuff about trying to put, I guess, fear in the people. But we need to focus on you. It's hard times. Very hard. I don't know. Let's see. Man, I really don't have nothing to talk about. I put out my first project on Bandcamp. If you follow me on Twitter, it's at the top of my page. My pinned tweet, just click the link. It takes you directly to the project and you listen to it. Four tracks. Two of the tracks are new, two of the tracks are old. So I thought those tracks would fit with the project. I literally made the first two tracks, or the first track. The second track is the old track. And I heard the track in my mind. I'm like, this would go after this song, so I put it on there, and it came up to be that project. It's called Iceberg. So you can download that on, man. You can buy it for $2. Working on the merch, something for you guys soon. Still doing a collab album. Coming out soon. Just working that. Working on music. Working on myself. I got a lot of stuff. One thing I need to do this weekend is clean my room. It's pretty junky. Invest in myself. Invest in yourself. That's all I have for you guys for this episode. See you guys next week. Hopefully this will be a longer podcast episode. I guess I could put that Project Iceberg on this episode. It all depends. I don't know how long it's gonna take me to upload this today. I guess that's it. See you guys next week. Stay safe. I'm getting in trouble. That's it. Take a bath. Wash up. Brush your teeth. Comb your hair. I don't know what I'm saying. Just take care of yourself. This is Lonely Boy Podcast. Hit the music.
Thank you. Out.